Yerushalmi Kelayim, corresponding to Menachos Pavli Daf Ayin Tes. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, on the end of the first line of the page. Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem, Rabbi Zeira Al Gabi Zmur, he must need. Rabbi Shmuel quoting Rabbi Zeira says the Mishnah taught from Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik quoting Rabbi Meir that he also shouldn't plant above the vine, but it doesn't prohibit. The Mishnah was referring to when there aren't three tefachim of earth on top of the branch that has been inserted. Rabun Barchia Bashem Bashmo Bab Yitzhak Lavi Athor he Masnitha. Rabun Barchia, quoting Shuram Yitzhak, said that when the Mishnah taught above the vine, it meant in the airspace within 10 tefachim of it. Amr Yasi, having Savrin, Kerem Yeshlai Avir, Gefen Yechidis, Einla Avir, Mimada Amr, Rabun Barchia Bashem Bashmo Bab Yitzhak Lavi Athor he Masnitha, Hada Amr, Afilu Gefen Yechidis, Yeshla Avir. Rabun Yasi says that originally we thought that a vineyard prohibits the airspace above it, but a single vine doesn't. But once Rabun Barchia quoted from Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak in that the Mishnah's phrase of above the vine means the 10 tefach airspace above it, it must also apply to a single vine. Moise Mechal HaKerem, Arba Amos, Moise Chorban HaKerem, Arba Amos, Moise Piskei Aris, Shisha Trochim, Moise Apivriyos, Shisha Trochim. The Mishnah taught that in the following case it's prohibited, but it doesn't prohibit: in the added distance required for Karachas in order to be able to plant, in the added distance of Mechal HaKerem, in the added distance of an Aris, and the added distance of a Pifrois. Now the Gemara says that the added distance of a Mechal HaKerem is 4 Amos, of a Karachas HaKerem is 4 Amos, of Piskei Aris is 6 Tfachim, and of a Pifrois is 6 Tfachim. Bentayim Mahu, the Gemara asks, what is the law for seeds planted between the vines of an Aris and a fence? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asar Makadosh, Rabbi Yochanan says it is prohibited and it prohibits. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Asar Vein Makadosh, Rav Shimon Ben Lakish says it is prohibited, but it doesn't prohibit. Manav Shach Kerem Gadol Hu Lameli Chorbanu Afile Mata Asri Kerem Katan Hu Ein Alo Echol. Either way, if it's a large vineyard of 3x3 of rows, then why discuss when vines were removed? Even if it was originally planted that way, the same rule would apply. And if it's a small vineyard of only 2x2 rows, it doesn't have a Mechol. Elakian Kaimin Bekerem Gadol Shinatoro Almata Kerem Cotton. Rather, it's a large vineyard planted in the arrangement of a small one, with a space between the rows being less than 8 amos. Amr Bzeira Hada Amr Kerem Gadol Shinatoro Shmoina Al Shmoina Enay Mechol. In Tema Mata Shisha Asor Al Shisha Asor Toichoy Asor Mekadish Chutzaloi Lekol Shekain. Rav Zeira says that the Mishnah shows that a large vineyard planted with space of 8 amos between the rows does not have a Mechol. If you say that the rows are planted with space of 16 amos, if inside it is prohibited and prohibits, certainly outside would be the same. Amr B'yosi Ein Loikin Ela Al Ikka HaKerem. Rav Yosi answers that even though there are several cases that are prohibited, one only incurs lashes for planting within the vineyard.